Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stuff about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you withdraw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, so fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Get you a war, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. While you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants, you hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little fences. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Roddery with your host, Tad, of course, get a Jedi co-host, Dr. Killer, and other co-hosts, slash resident nurse, slash resident retard, Spaz.
Go fuck yourself.
And we have a 928 call in. Okay, 548, what's going on with this? Or 54, I don't know, 480, whatever the fuck your area code is.
What's
going on?
What's
up? This is Ouija. What's going on, Ouija? And Chris, man, exactly what's wrong with the chick in red in that picture?
Oh, I just didn't even look at the chick before commenting on it.
Don't matter.
Because hey, you usually tag me in the ugly chicks.
I'm blowing bubbles.
You realize
you're blowing bubbles. Congratulations.
Have fun with your bubbles. But Chris, you realize it's a picture of AJ and Lita, and whoever that chicken red is. Oh no, she looks good. And AJ still looks fucking same in that picture that she does now.
Well, I didn't really look at the picture. I didn't expect to see some nasty trick like you usually tag me in.
Well, this time there's luck, dumbass. Here, I'll tag fucking Spaz in it. Even Spaz will take that fucking chicken breast. Looks good.
What? What would I do?
You'll find out.
I'm blowing bubbles in, and I'm very confused.
You're very confused?
Exactly. Why are you blowing bubbles?
Because I'm bored and sitting on my front porch.
I like your hair. Look at it. It's all super highlighted. It's not,
apparently she likes your hair there, Spaz.
Nobody's talking to me, you dumbass.
Well, I mean, you know, you spoke and all of a sudden we just goes, I like your hair.
I'm not that stupid.
You're a Korean asshole. You have a Korean-shaped asshole?
Yeah.
Congrats.
How long is he sick?
Intro.
Oh, okay.
See, you're all over here. Stop talking about little kids like that.
There you go. Spaz, I just tagged you.
What?
Spaz, I just tagged you.
And what? I'm not even near anything that... Oh, Jesus Christ, you're making me get up and go and get something. Jesus Christ, I don't know what the fuck I'm tagged in. What the fuck did you tag me in?
Well, I mean, okay, you know, I commented... I put Chris in the comments said he wants the chicken red. He didn't even bother looking at the chick. I mean... Dude, the chicken red looks, actually looks good.
The chicken red looks good?
Hell
so
yeah.
Apparently we've got chickens dressed in red.
No, not chicken.
Chicken dressed in red. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Anyways.
But I think we need to go with some old school music here. And I mean old school. Even Spaz fucking remembers this shit. As far as Ouija, I don't know if Ouija would remember this, but I know Spaz will. If not, there's something wrong with you.
Wait, why? It's Lito. Why are we damning? Look who it is.
No. The other chick, the one that's wearing red and like to the side of AJ.
The creepy one.
Yes.
I like his voice.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, Spaz, are you ready for a blast in the past?
Well, let's do a big.
Imaginary boner. It's not a real boner.
You go. Radiohead. Creep.
No way.
I don't belong here. I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
And we're back. And why is it whenever Radiohead plays up on here, people get quiet as a motherfucker?
What?
I said, why is it when we play Radiohead, people get quiet as a motherfucker?
Because Radiohead is such a loving people song, you know. They always play such loving songs.
Hell yeah, they do.
Oh, Christ almighty. Oh, Jesus, fuck your God.
Oh, Jesus, fuck your what?
No. I live in a complex, and they have illegal fireworks, and they're shooting them off like fucking crazy.
Where? Even in my neighborhood.
I'm going inside. The cops are here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shit. What even did he hear?
The cops just, like, literally walked through my complex. Okay, they're not, like, coming for anybody around here. They're going for the people with the illegals, apparently. But they keep waking up all the kids in the place.
Yeah, funny thing is, cops down here in Denver don't give two shits. You can fuck yourself as many fuckers as you want, they won't even come.
No. Havoc, these are, like, the kind of fireworks that you would set off for an actual fireworks show.
How the fuck did they even get their hands on that shit?
I don't know, but you when it goes off, when they light it, you can hear it light. Like, it sounds like a giant sucking boom noise, and then it shoots up, and then next thing you know, you hear a lot of crack from it exploding. And so it's so smoky over here right now, like it looks like it's gotten foggy, and you can smell the gunpowder like crazy. And it's kind of funny because once everybody saw the fucking police coming, everybody fucking ran inside like cockroaches. The light turned on. There's only a few of us outside.
Oh, but this is fucking nuts, though.
Dude, that's what happens when you live on D Street. I can't even say it with a fucking street face. And here comes the cop patrol in the parking lot. Yep, wonderful.
Wait, is your phone on speaker?
No.
You should put it on speaker so we can. Damn it.
Huh?
I was gonna say you should put it on speaker that way we can play Piggy Pie.
No.
Do it.
No, because the cops around here, because there's a mad amount of drug dealers, quick to snap. Look, you can say goodbye to my kids. They're
Damn.
Quick to snap. They've been searching like crazy.
Monkey.
I hate her. I'm a blocker.
Don't hate people. That's not nice.
She's not a people. She's a monkey.
Well, leave the monkey alone.
No.
What did the monkey ever do to you?
It's annoying me.
How the hell did a monkey come up in this conversation?
Yeah, where the fuck did a monkey come from?
Sorry.
Like, we're talking about cops and Piggy Pie, and all of a sudden we're talking about monkeys.
Exactly. What the fuck?
Jeez, and also, I was random.
I can be random.
I think we're probably more random than you, Spaz.
I think we'd have a contest. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not walking over there no more.
I would definitely win if we were in a contest.
There's four fucking cop cars. Four.
Damn.
Staying on my porch.
Oh.
Fuck that shit.
No, that one or that one?
Yeah, we'd be lucky if we even got that many cops out in my neighborhood.
Oh, they caught somebody because all the people that were watching the fireworks are filing back now.
Oh,
that's because they're dumbasses for even saying that shit off.
You're holding your ears in the loop.
Like, seriously, not for nothing, it's fucking almost midnight, and you're going to be, almost every single household has fucking kids living in it.
I mean, yeah, it'd be understandable if it was, like, fucking 4th of July, but
it's 4th
of July yet.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know.
I don't know.
I love that one. Internet
piggy.
But I think I'm going to the track. I
got
to take a piss.
Mute.
That's why I'm going into a track.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Anybody else have another Halloween story they'd like to share with the class?
I have another one.
Well, you had just told your story, Jay.
So what, bitch?
What?
You sit here every day and tell stories. I tell a story and this motherfucker.
Jay?
He doesn't want me to tell my story because he knows my story. It's about Mr. Rotten Street.
Hey.
All of your parents know my story, too.
Don't be talking about Mr. Rotten Street.
They'll never tell you about him, though.
Jay?
Long ago, they all killed Mr. Rotten Street.
Now don't go there, Jay.
Welcome to the other side. That's what they told me when I died.
And we're back. Why is everyone so damn quiet?
There's a skunk nearby.
There's a skunk nearby, so that's why you're quiet.
Yeah, dude, it's like right near me. Get all the shit out of me.
So she's quiet because the cop's nearby, and she's afraid that if she talks, that she'll be going to a mental hospital.
I said a skunk, you dumbass.
Hmm.
Yeah, the cops have been there for a while now, there, Chris. But interesting.
Nah, I think the cops have bounced now.
Yeah, probably.
Although they're still lighting off fireworks, so I don't know. Maybe the cops are here enjoying the fireworks show, too.
They'll be back.
Well, there isn't a 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts near us, so I don't know. They have to venture on over to where their station is to get their donuts.
Probably.
I'm trying to get my hands on the soundtrack from fucking Underworld Awakening.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, and the soundtrack's been better because of personal effects. One, they've got Linkin Park on it, Lacey Sturm from Flyleaf, Evanescence, Ministry, the Lacuna Coil, Compact Christ.
What's this? I saw you trying to set up an interview with Bam.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
And then 5 minutes later, it got taken down.
I know, it's still there.
Really? Because when I went on his wall today, it wasn't up.
No, it's there. It's underneath like all the fucking stats that get posted up on there.
True.
But it's definitely
guessing
still there.
No contact?
Well, I did find the email for his publicist, so I hit him up as well. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, usually he's pretty good about shit like that too. So.
Yeah, definitely is. I mean, if it happens, shit, I'll be happy. Just for the simple fact, well, I think Bam would be the next biggest name that we've had. I mean, see, we've had Ice-T, Gwar, Tech. So let's see, Kitty,
Rehab,
Mushroomhead. So, if we get Bam, that would just add to the big name.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, in all honesty, because I don't blame the dude if he can't do it right away because he's going off to Europe in, like, what, a week? Or a month or something like that.
That's why I said in the email to his publicist, if we'd be able to do a interview with Bam either before he goes or after he goes to Europe.
Although, if Bam does accept, he may do it while he's in Europe, and he may be with one of, like, a group of his craziest friends, and they may do stupid-ass shit on the phone.
That's fine. We're used to it by now. We have a curse and a ghetto G.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, that'd be pretty dope.
How scary would it be if Ghetto G and fucking Bam ever collided together?
Creepy?
The thing I just kind of realized is that the college I'm going to, that's in the same city as Bam's from.
What?
The college I'm going to, that's in the same city that Bam Margera's from.
Yes, we know this. We know where,
yeah?
We know where he's from, Griff.
No, I'm just saying, I just know that I'm going to the university, it's right there in the same city, so who the hell knows?
I've actually met Bam. He's pretty freaking chill.
Nice.
Yeah, he actually, he was taking a trip into Philly one day. We were, with a bunch of trail people, we were going to Eastern State Penitentiary, and apparently Bam was chilling out on the streets where Rocky was filmed. And they were running up the, we were running up the stairs, and apparently we didn't know it at the time, but Bam Margera was joining us. He thought it was fun. Whatever.
Cool.
I mean, he does random stupid shit too with people, I guess. Like, it's hilarious. It doesn't have to be like him on film or nothing. He just does it to do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I've met him at skate parks and shit, and he's really cool.
But nope.
So, I mean, and he's willing to answer, like, stupid-ass questions sometimes, depending on his mood and shit.
But, the, apparently fucking Bam and Missy got divorced.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. Cause,
no, it ain't.
Yo, man, yo, she looks good.
Yeah, just because she looks good doesn't mean that she's not psychotic.
Well,
exactly.
True.
You put Bam Margera with his personality, and then you put it with her personality, they're bound to collide, you know?
Well, yeah.
Not only that, but, you know, you got to think a lot of the times, a lot of the women, like, because Misty wasn't famous before Bam.
True.
So she married into money. So once you get a divorce, half of what he owns goes to her.
Well, yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't try to take Castle Bam.
Man, there's no way in hell he'd ever give that up.
It doesn't matter. In a divorce, if the woman wants the estate, most of the time it'll the court system will award the woman the estate. Whether
yeah.
they're married or not. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He got kicked out of his place. You know, look at all the other people. They got kicked out of their place. All this shit. I mean, granted, Bam Margera is fucking loaded, but, I mean, really, she could have, deep down inside, she could have been just a gold digger trying to get his money, and then after, you know, what, they've been together for 5-6 years now, and then they got a divorce?
About there, yeah.
So, I mean, this is how I put it. I watched Bam's Unholy Thing, or Unholy Bam, or however it was titled, with the coming of their wedding. And Bam was like, yeah. Misty was like, no. You know, she was very particular about everything, and she was like one of those brides that you didn't want to be around, like bridezilla kind of thing. Like, granted, you could have a no every so often, but you're going to shoot down everything that's being said.
Yep.
Or, you know, you get the brides that are like, saying yes to everything, like, with a whim. Like, say, I could come up to, like, say, I'm the bride, and, like, my groom comes up to me and says, let's have a stripper wedding. Yes. Because I just want the money in the end, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't really heard too much about the new girl that he's with, Nikki, whatever her name
is.
Nicole
Boyd.
Huh?
Yeah, Nicole Boyd.
Yeah, I don't know too much about her. But I mean...
No, I don't either.
Like, you know... I put it this way, I'm sitting here talking to my friends, I go, you know, not for nothing, it's really chill that he wants to, you know, marry somebody who isn't famous, you know, it's really cool that he wants to date somebody who isn't famous, but then again, you got to watch out for the people that aren't famous, because now they're after your money, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you date one normal person who isn't rich and famous, and they leave a bad taste in your mouth, and next thing you know, the love of your life could walk right past you, and you'd be turning your head the other way, because they're normal. They're not fucking rich and famous, and you think that they're a gold digger and all this shit, because that's all they ever wanted.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, I do have to say, in a judgment sense, it'd be difficult for me to be in his shoes with that crap. And what are we, fucking sending Morse code over here? Somebody's taking a flashlight in one of the blackened windows and shining it through the window.
Oh, fuck.
Like they're sending somebody some code. Like, hey, it's okay to come in. Yeah, probably. Hey, it's okay to come and bring me my fucking drugs right now, so come get it.
You know,
I'd live in a weird fucking state.
Dude, no. I live on D Street. D Street is the ghetto of Southington, and Southington is a rich fucking town, okay? Southington is a rich and preppy town, aside from Cheshire.
That's very true.
And the one part that I live in is considered the ghetto. And, I mean, yeah, it's got its problems, and, yeah, I mean, but, like, if you looked at it, you would have never thought it was the ghetto at all, ever, unless you lived here.
Yeah.
That's how bad this shit is. Straight up hood.
Well, I'll take your word for it, because pretty much never been to that part of Connecticut.
Good. If you have, then it's official. You've been stalking.
No, I said I've never been to that part of Connecticut, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, and I said good, because if you have, you would have been stalking me or Havoc.
Yeah.
Never been to Connecticut at all. The most I've been in Connecticut for was like if I was going to some other state like Massachusetts or something.
So what happened to that other chick that was on here?
She left.
Hung up.
Does anybody know her?
Nope.
Her name's Ouija, apparently.
Like Ouija board?
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Pretty much.
Why would you name yourself Ouija? It's kind of close to squeegee. Hey, I'm going to squeegee my car. That's what I'm going to call her next time, squeegee. Is that bad? Because I won't remember Ouija. I'll just remember squeegee.
You know, yeah, I got to say this, though. Yeah, the fucking chick that played Eve in fucking Underworld Awakening, yo, she fucking looks good. Like, straight up.
Oh.
Like, she looks... And hey, she's legal. She's 19.
You are so ridiculous.
You know, if you saw her, you'd be saying the same thing.
Dude, I've seen the movie.
Hey, I'm just being honest.
My husband is obsessed with that movie.
Yeah, well, isn't your husband also obsessed with fucking Twilight too?
He's not obsessed with it. He likes it. I don't think that's any better, but still.
I still swear you're a fucking cover of him, like a cover for him, because I swear he's gay as all hell.
Yeah, I say that to him all the time.
Because no straight dude in his right fucking mind would ever, ever like Twilight. Well, maybe except for Chris.
No, no straight dude in their mind would like Twilight. The only way a guy should see it if they're straight is if their girlfriend drags them to seeing it.
Man,
yeah, no,
he dragged me to see it. No, if I had
that's
a chick,
fucked up.
If I had a chick who dragged me to see a movie, I'd punch her in the fucking face.
Not the face, punch her in her ovary.
Fine.
That's the best spot.
All three, face, tits, and ovary.
Cunt, cunt.
Because there ain't no way in hell any bitch is fucking dragging me to see that fucking stupid ass retarded movie.
I'm going to see Monsters University tomorrow.
I feel sorry for you.
Well, have fun.
I'm taking my kids. I'm actually
again,
rather excited to see it.
You would be.
I love Disney, so shut up. My kids are going there at the end of the month.
Yeah. Think we need a track. And I think we're gonna go with this.
I can see you right in front of me, but something is saying no. Granted, a lot has come to me, but some major ideas still trying to make it go. Fortune force feel. I can taste it, but can't drink it. I can make it when I think it. Can't mistake it, so distinctive. Man, I hate this when I dream it. Can't believe it. I gotta let it go. Ticket, I mean real wicked, I seem real livid, I've been filled with it, I mean vexed, unexpected nest, when everything is the best, I get a minute to rest, but then a nigga regrets, I get the money, but next I'm in debt, I won, what, I mean I lost, take green from a boss, eat the things that I dream, but they intervene, they get my cream, then I'm off, who's they, they turn a motherfucking best position to a death position, dealing with that to make it when I ex the mission, never no checks to get to, I'm best bitching,
how do I maintain my autonomy, with so many leeches in this economy, my moaning is merely monetary, but the moment it's really gonna scare me.
My high score, but I fight forward despite lawyers and an eye for an eye because my type's warrior. Nevertheless, I inherit a mess of big floor spiel. I'm steady pushing to bring down this fortune for spiel.
Oh, it's on for tonight.
Like pulling the bath, I'll get a rough of the pack and get the Jimmy to stab some, but you can't input it, it's right there. Like a barrier or something, keeping you from it, such a negative type layer. You can never pipe there when you got it in front of you. Wanna do is a pitiful nightmare. It's like making a baby and never having it, it's making you crazy. And turning a living human is making you weighty. Kick, 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 shaking your lady. Like late in the 80s, got my name and got to take in the stage. Be told the people I got Dayton to save me. That's why radio be waiting to play me.
Yeah. Every day you get.
Your guard down, because I wanna bang, bang, bang hard now, I'm a war hound, never mistaken, I kick walls down to the ground and get applause sound, because I can even then I'm lord bound,
oh, it's on for tonight.
Dreams are lost in the night. lot of dreams are lost in the night.
Fuck your litigation. We gon' win. Just a bit of waiting. Every time that I get ahead, gotta be a motherfucking drawback. So I'ma draw back and bang them bitches till they all crack. MSC, look what you've done to me. Kept the first five I done for me. And you others know that caribou belong to me. You come for me, just know we will never settle. War is what it's gonna be. Breaking down that Fortune Force field for a long time. Now I get my just due.
And we're back, and we lost Spaz.
Yep. There's an interesting question in the chat room.
That's why Jersey's at TTFN. And for Chris, and in case Chris, you don't know what the hell that means.
Actually, I do. One of my friends even uses that phrase, that's hot top for now or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, they even fucking use that phrase like in one of the final episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer too. Well, that was a pretty dope track from Tech N9ne.
Yep.
I'm kind of scared to play this other one because it features fucking Wiz Khalifa.
What's that track called? Is that because I heard him one track? I think he took a shot at Joker.
Called See Me.
Yeah, I think he actually took a shot at Joker in that track around 3 minutes, 5 seconds.
It features Wiz Khalifa, one of the worst motherfuckers in the fucking industry. I guess we'll play it because Chris wants to hear a fucking diss track towards fucking Joker.
This one of them ones. Yeah, Tech N9ne. Turn me up a little bit more, Ben, so I can rock this the right way, bro. Okay.
If you got 20/20 vision, you can see Nina handling this music with precision. If not, then it's fine with me. Just know this movement is good enough for the blind to see. Yay.
How in the hell can you miss me? When I'm counting me mail, making history. Trifty splits be that 50-50. So we rip these scripts swiftly and zip through chips quickly.
When the trash mail and pizza man see me, they get a fever and cheesy. When they see the man easy, I'm easily beast. And my hand is in my belt.
What?
I'm independent and I'm feeling myself.
A flunk I won't be. I bumps the trunk, see the ladies pop the monkey and drop the donkey. They want to flunk me, my songs be funky. Instead of getting that cheddar forever, but some people acting like they don't see.
I'm top dog, something like the CEO. Yeah. I'm calling shots, yeah. Call it done, Julio. Yeah.
Why so many watches, why so many chains? I'm mixing Kush with all these different strains. riding in my Porsche listening to Purple Rain. So much knowledge I came upon you just a Hollywood insider. The inside of my crib look like a gym. Speaking of gym, I'm in the game, you just a bench rider. You ride the bench, that mean you ain't playing. You understand, hella fans, bunch of hands, 100 grand, that's the plan, Whizzle Man.
I'm top dog, top dog, I'm like the CEO. I'm calling shots, call it Don Julio.
He's working with Horrible Artists nowadays.
I think he's just turning more into the mainstream artist because that just seems like all his work. Kind of wish we go back to like more underground style.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Probably not.
But hey, we got our track bump, so let's go with Party the Pain Away.
Need relief from this frantic mind. I've got
party with the Millers. 20 shots of tequila. If I make a little money, so I'm gonna pay the bill up. If you're looking, don't be jealous. Get your woman, take a picture with me, cause I'm hella mellow. If you're tough, I wanna yell though. She'll be leaving with the crew and I'ma stick it like a Velcro. We the party people night and day. Living crazy is the only way. Gotta party persona. Fuck the pain and come and kick it. Are you smelling my aroma? When things get bad, get trashed. That's my advice on your bitch ass. Faded like you think I am. On the brink of a drink and the drink I slam.
And we're back.
Yep.
And Jerry, I think they're fucking badass. Actually, you know what? I got something a little bit better for you. As long as I can find it.
I don't think they're kick ass.
Huh?
But then I also like the group.
Let's see. Chris, when I had him on the soundboard. Let's run the House of Metal. Chances are.
Okay.
I'm already looking for it there, Chris. I'm already in House of Metal. There you go.
Gangsta here. With the high girls, y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls.
I completely forgot I even put that under.
Nice. The funnier thing is that Jerry left before you played that.
She'll be back. She usually is.
He's back.
But I do have them on my computer, so I can upload them right now.
That's funny as hell, though.
But I upload this. I forgot to take a piss anyways. So let's go with Dragon Ball.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
floor.
see here. Of course, still gotta wait even more for this fucking soundboard to load everything up. And then we can play some fucking Five Finger Death Punch.
My question is, why do you even have that song that I hate even under Paul's name anymore? Because I'm not even going to delete it. Might as well just put it as its real name.
I completely forgot I had it under there. By the way, here we go. That album downloaded right now, along with the one that came out in 2011, because I wasn't aware they came out something new. So just give me a minute, and I'll just get it downloaded. Doing that and working on that. Now that I'm in a fucking metal mood, time for even more metal. I think we'll go old school. And I mean old school. And go with... Once I get to where I want to go with, let's go with this.
Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah.
as well stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees of war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sin. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
I mean, where the hell Ghetto's at?
I don't know.
I would expect him to call in by now.
Say his name 3 times, Chris, and he appears.
Yep.
What up, Ghetto?
Word on the street is y'all use this radio thingy majigger to get females to get laid. Is that true?
Right, Chris does.
Well, Abby does too. He uses Havram too.
Jeez, man. Y'all calling each other out, man.
Oh,
nah,
man.
But that's the word on the street, though, man. I didn't know this was happening. I guess I'm in the dark.
Apparently. Apparently I am too, because I didn't realize we're using this to get laid.
Raise your hand now if you've been laid off of this radio show. What? No hands.
Yeah, no hands.
Yep, fine.
Look, Ma, no hands.
I mean, considering the fact that the met Turtle off the show.
Turtle, Turtle.
and Hysteria off the show.
Wait, that does mean how he got laid by somebody off the show.
That's what no.
He found her on Facebook.
Exactly. So, Chris, that don't count. However, Chris, you know, you did meet Walking Hepatitis, a.k.a. Angel.
Well, he met her here, but I found her on Facebook because you decided to have a conversation on one of my pictures.
Yeah, that must have been interesting.
I guess. It was just about my old VHS tapes.
But Jerry's in a fucking requesting merch. She's been requesting a lot of tracks lately.
Now, speaking of which, shout out to Jerry's husband.
Nice.
Yeah, you heard me. Shout out to you, son.
But I was actually just about to get into Jerry's request before you called in.
And what might that be?
He wants to hear the netting game.
Holy shit. She's requesting ICP songs.
Well, she said dating game. And, so I automatically knew netting game. Unless there's some other track out there called dating game.
I'm just saying. I didn't know she listened to ICP.
Well, now we know.
Yeah, well, let's get into it then.
There we go.
Let's meet contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one, I believe first impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I'd start spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get my food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull a 40 out and force him for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 30, she got some big tits. After that, your dad would try to jump again. And only this time, I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I'd try fuck her till I nut in my underwear.
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged, crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo, fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers out of here. I'd go through your phone book and whack them all. If I could touch it, number one, I'd break your fucking jaw.
What?
Anyone who looks at you will have to pay. I'd be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. I'd grab your titties and stretch them down past your waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face. I sing love songs to ya the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a caveman. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say I'm just playing. As you spit it all out, I rub your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your net.
Okay, if we were at a
Okay, first I slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake, and if you lost a little weight, you look like Ricky Lake. Fuck that! You be jocking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick, and then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face. Yeah, freak her with your nuts, yo, that'll get her. Tell her that she's fat, yeah, that'll work even better. Look, fuck you, I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two, he's mad whack. I walked into a barn, and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama. Yeah, dog! How you gonna diss your mama?
And we're back.
Woo!
Apparently she's apologizing for giving us the wrong name of the dating game. Well, dating game.
That's right. You better apologize. No, I'm just kidding.
You should apologize too, because you just gave us the wrong name as well.
Yeah, Havoc. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Fuck that shit. I ain't apologizing for shit. I mean, you know, it ain't my fault that, you know, half the lonely ones out there can't figure out that the title of the track is Netting Game, not Dating Game.
Oh, here's that douchebag out in my alley again, man. Where's some spikes at?
And now she seems confused because she just said meat cleaver.
And she said, and fuck y'all.
Running with a meat cleaver, go. And if you missed it, the name is Twisted.
See, you know, we should, you know, we should play that right now.
Ain't that what she's requesting?
She just fucking put it up in the room. She goes, meat cleaver, question mark.
Now, is that the song she's requesting, or does she want a meat cleaver?
I think she wants a meat cleaver.
Huh. And what are you going to do with that?
Yeah. What the hell would you do with that?
Man. she gunning for her husband right now.
Well, you know what? It's the perfect time since he's in bed.
Exactly.
He'll never see it coming.
Literally.
He will just become a bowling ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
So is Meek Cleaver even on the soundboard?
Nope.
Of course not.
One of the tracks we didn't upload.
Although Bowling Balls is on there, right? You should play that.
Yeah, we do that. Let me get there as fast as I can so that way I get to report this thing before we does this thing. So here we go.
Friends don't come easily, and this I know. And every time I make one, they always say they gotta go. I wanna talk with people and look them in the face. I wanna take them home and they can stay at my place. All the talking I can do, I would never lie to you. We take a quick ride, homicide, and I can find you and I can love you. And technically, even though you're dead, you'll always be around me because I'm keeping your head. I keep heads on shelves everywhere in my cellar. I even own the melon of a dead fortune teller. The rotten ones I keep them up in fast pickle jars. And the new ones we lay on the lawn and look at stars. It's illegal, I know, but so is smoking weed. And who the fuck give a fuck when you have a need? I collect human heads, brush up off the neck. Face, lips, hair, nose, ears, give me that.
Faces, people, no more than me. The hair is there and all the brain. Your head would mean so much to me. Your head would mean so much to me.
I won't diss you. You wanna wear a hat, what? How you want your eyelids open or shut?
Your head would mean so much to me. Your head would mean so much to me.
Sometimes I put them in my bowling bag and bring them to work. Play with their hair under my desk with my bare foot. They're like stuffed animals all over the bed. Human heads, Pam, Jennifer, Hubert, and Ted. I even put one in the shower, water comes out the mouth. I kick a viewer on the yard when I feel like going out. I blow air in the mouth, pieces
bars keep it shut. Bring him in the pool and the heads will float up. I'm not a sicko, yo, though I've had girlfriends. I even put their makeup on and take them for a spin. I ain't a murderer like that, not really. Only every Halloween a house doula kind of silly. You know the homeless people that be bothering you for change. I'ma follow my collection of members where they came. I'm not insane about it, it's just the world is too crowded. And maybe I'ma do something a motherfucking body.
Faces, people no more than
no more than
the hair is tearing all the brain.
All the brain.
Your head would mean so much to me. Your head would mean so much to me.
I won't miss you. You wanna wear a hat, what? How you want your eyelids open or shut?
Your head would mean so much to me. Your head would mean so much to me.
I need some therapy to help me deal with this shit. Dr. Wiggle Farmer, I need to make a visit. He told me heads are normal, but I gotta brush a teeth. So now I'm brushing 4 miles at a time using my feet. Dog, but I already knew that she drew the faces off. And then Dr. Wiggle Farmer asked me for a couple. I went into my bag and gave him two like the whole trouble. Now I got some therapy, I'm feeling much better. I'm happy forever, me and my craniums together. They all over the house, then they roll around the floor. And if it's got an afro, I use it for a pillow. I'm ill though, I never should have worried anyway. I shoot head hoops and don't care what people say. You can ask Dr. Wiggle Farmer for yourself. He's the third head down, top row, third shelf.
Faces, people no more than
no more.
And we're back, and she wants to hear me, she wants to hear the song Meat Cleaver. So here we go.
This is the last song. Mission complete. I'm out.
I'm rolling with the psychopathic. Make a move and shake it drastic. Leaving motherfuckers in caskets. A raptor rental plastic. Cause we psychosomatic. It's schizophrenic lunatic. Holding my balls with your bitch and goals. The tip of my dick. We real sick bitch. Run and tell a friend. Twist it into the beginning. Become the beginning of the end of world. Tell me a healthy and a pain in lies. And you can see the hate in my eyes. It's no surprise.
It ain't shit, bitch. Believe that. Suckers claiming they paid and can't even handle their weed tax. I leave tracks like a needle. You phony as a fifth beetle. Fuck up beyond the needle. Rock it to
clown box,
you know.
psychopathic records, but I siempre.
My self garlic, my head hurts, cause my brain is cursed by voodoo wizards. My skin turns blue and I start to shake. My tongue comes out like a snake. Boonga, boonga, hooli goo boo. That's my standing voodoo flow. You don't know what it meant till the next day you wake up with your dick in your homie's butt. I might grab your face, twist your neck, and then let it go. And then Shaggy climbs up my back and we attack and hit you like a 10-foot ninja. Yeah. I paint my face like a clown. Other times I paint it like Sting and come down the rafters up at the mall and throw old thumbs to the ropes and chop their throats. Woo! But I ain't no wrestler. I'm a serial murderous killer molester. Nah, just juggling your balls a bit. It's Jay, who's into that shit? Yeah, fuck you. And if you wanna get lippy, lippy, I'll stretch your lips out and call you skippy. Bottom line is we twisted like Sam Kinison's back after the car wreck.
Getting her final request that, you know, she requested earlier, but obviously couldn't spell it right. So here we go, Five Finger Death Punch, Lift Me Up.
It ain't no mess.
right, we're back. You know, that's actually a dope track because it's got Rob Halford in it. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I liked the track earlier that you had labeled Five Finger Death Punch.
Well, consider the fact, you know, that track and your track are both the same length there, Chris.
And the fact that I don't even give a fuck when you play that track anymore, and you still have it in his name.
Again, like I said, I forgot I even put it up under that.
It doesn't matter.
So I'm just going to try to get my hands on that fucking that new Five Finger Death Punch CD, though.
Well, you know how you can get a hold of that?
Yeah, bootleg it.
Five Finger Discount.
Nice.
What? Whenever laps? I see how it is. This is why I'm not a comedian.
And whenever Volume 2 fucking finally drops.
You know what angers me? All the CDs that we bought over the years, you know, full price, now they sell all together for a real low price.
Yeah, I know. The ACP box set. The Rob Zombie box set. Ozzy Osbourne box set.
That's not what I'm talking about. But yeah, ICP does got that box set coming out. It's official. As of like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah, I said, what the fuck? Like, we already bought all that shit. So now, why do we need to buy it again? And a whole bundle?
But I was referring to, like, you know, now they have all four of the Cryptic collections together. And,
oh, yeah.
Then, like, I don't know what, like, a few years ago they put out the DJ Clay, all those mixtapes together.
Oh, yeah, that too, but, I mean... So, fucking, it's retarded, because of the fact, I mean, we bought them individually, and I buy them all together. What the fuck?
And then after you pre-order something, man, then they're going to have a sale. Fucking bastards.
Yep. I don't know what the fuck ICP is even thinking. I mean, if they were smarter... You know, they would have done the whole fucking sale with the pre-order.
Yeah, well, you would think. But I think Tech N9ne did the same fucking thing. He had the sale going on. But he didn't eliminate the, you know, price on the pre-sales. He just kept those full price.
Yeah, he did. Whereas fucking ICP, they actually eliminated the price for the pre-sale of Big Hoodoo.
That's because I really think that they are desperate to sell this CD.
I think so.
Because look at it this way, man. If it fails, you didn't pay that much for it.
Man, if it fails, I didn't pay any hell for it because I'm just going to get off on fucking straight out of DK.
Don't you know that hurts the artist?
I don't think anybody really cares. Oh, yeah, speaking of artists. So, apparently, King Gordy's starting shit with everybody now.
Pretty much.
Sorry. That dude could never pull that off.
And for some odd reason, he said, Rick sounds like the country version of fucking Tech N9ne.
Who? Ritz?
Oh. Ritz.
Why the hell did he go after Ritz?
Yeah, he went after Ritz. He went after fucking Yellow Wolf. Said Yellow Wolf sounds like hot garbage.
What the hell?
Did I just be a critic?
He went after fucking Loopy Fiasco.
Lupe.
Hey, Lupe, whatever the fuck you want to call him, motherfucker.
No, not Lupe. Not Loopy.
Lupe, Loopy, Loopy, Lou, I don't know, fuck it. I don't listen to that motherfucker anyway.
I don't know, that dude ain't that bad. He says shit that nobody else would ever say.
I mean, this is the fact he's going after all these people, including Tech N9ne.
Now, did he put this in the song form, or is he just talking?
Talking on fucking Twitter.
Oh, fucking Twitter.
Fucking tweet like a bitch.
Hashtag dumbass.
Hashtag
who gives a fuck.
Hashtag motherfucker needs to get shot again. Because apparently after he got shot once, now he thinks he's invincible. And he grew up a fucking set of balls. He's going after everybody.
See that, Chris? All you need to do is get shot, man, and you got the game on lock.
Okay, when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 5, I'll just try and get shot.
Here, we'll do this, man. We'll shoot each other, and then we'll just start attacking people.
That'd be funny as fuck in that video game.
No, not in a video game. We're talking literally shoot each other.
Oh. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Gotta get some street cred, you know?
Fuck yeah.
We could do some 50 Cent style, you know? No main,
yeah, shoot each other nine
no
times.
Main areas. Except for your mouth. I'm not saying I got a problem with them, but I'm just saying, you know, when they shot them, they didn't get really hit in, like, main places. So where did King Gordy get shot at?
No idea.
Well, Chris?
In a porta potty, I guess. As Havoc suggesting.
He's not suggesting anything. He's just pissing.
Well, I guess they gotta look it up.
I thought you already knew, man. Didn't this happen a while ago?
I ain't paying attention.
You were posting pictures of people making fun of him.
Exactly. What's the pictures of people making fun of somebody?
So I just kind of figured you would know. And another thing, Havoc, why the hell did you align yourself with Zeb Coulter?
I have no clue.
Wow.
That's really what happened in my game last night.
Okay, apparently Goody got shot 5 times.
Five robbery. Times.
A robbery?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you trying to rob?
I have no idea.
What the hell? How are you going to have a big-ass black dude trying to rob somebody?
Why are rich dude trying to rob somebody?
He probably tried to rob the donut shop like fucking Violent J did in an ape suit.
Probably.
It's possible.
I like, put the donuts in the bag.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elle Varner. Here I am, the host of The Beat.
The fuck? Bitch, nobody told you to speak.
Who the fuck was that?
What's up, y'all? It's
go the fuck away. I'm on BET. Look. I want to see,
BET? The fuck are you on there with?
Because it talks about the whole shooting and shit.
Why is it on BET?
I don't know. Maybe because King Gordy's black.
But he's not a mainstream rapper.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe because that group that he's in with, it's Bizarre or whatever, the Davidians or whatever the fuck they call themselves.
And didn't he make a song about how he couldn't be on that show?
Yeah.
On, like, or that channel, I mean.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Like, what the fuck? And now he's on there.
Yep. Because he got shot. I guess it's black people getting shot entertains black people. That's why it's on black entertainment television.
I guess that's why they do it every day.
Exactly.
Well, I'm bored today. I'm going to go shoot this guy down here.
And because it's our kind of entertainment, it will be on BET. Tonight at 11.
Tonight at 11. That's the fucking news, man.
Well, BET, that's the time of the news.
Well, doesn't say like where he got shot.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I was like an apparent Detroit robbery, apparently. During an attempted robbery, that's all I'm fucking seeing. And it's not saying where he got shot. Here's a fucking amazing article right here. King Gordy was shot 5 times in Detroit on Tuesday, February 5th, during attempted robbery. According to various reports, details are presently scant. It's believed that Gordy survived the shooting. The 35-year-old rapper appeared in Eminem's film 8 Mile back in 2002. And has been
Somebody really lighting fireworks off right now.
Probably. But wait.
Anyway.
Here's the best fucking shit of this entire article. Someone goes, Gordy recently paired with Bizarre for the latter video for Justin Bieber. Well, that we already knew. And apparently someone made a comment about the fact, asking, did Gordy really threaten to fucking lick Bieber's butt clean, apparently.
So he got shot for saying that?
Wait, here we go. Here's the comment. It goes, what the hell is going on with rap in Detroit? Did he really threaten to lick Bieber's butt clean in that video? A bunch of 30-year-old men making sexual lyrics at a 19-year-old guy, shaking my head.
There's some weird people in Detroit.
That's for sure.
Let's see, here we go. Another comment. Someone goes, good him and Juggalos. Someone just said, oh my god, I want that chihuahua in that video. And someone responded to that motherfucker saying, you sound like a woman.
Wow, that was a hurtful comment.
Oh, yeah, this is... Apparently someone completely forgot again, King Gordy existed.
Well, he doesn't do very much.
Yeah, dude goes, holy blast in the past, I used to rock out to King Gordy when I was in high school. A fucking freshman, nonetheless, 11 years ago, holy crap. Forgot the dude even existed, hope he's okay. I'm about to YouTube the fuck out of him.
The fuck out of
them. Apparently.
I don't know. I really like that song he made. What was it called? Killer or something like that.
But even though we were trying to figure out how many times he got shot and where he got shot, but hey.
I guess we can't know that.
Yeah. That's not PG.
Nope.
Oh well. Just knowing that he got shot 5 times and still lived. I'm going to guess and say Gordy got jealous and decided to pull a 50 Cent.
Sucks for him, I guess.
Yep. But hey, I mean, you know, if I knew, you know, getting shot 5-9 times, you know, is all it took to, you know, to go up to that boss and start talking shit on everybody, I wouldn't, you know, I'm pretty sure that, like, every single motherfucker would have done that way ahead of time.
Man, people talk shit all the time.
Yeah, exactly, so look at us. We talk shit on each other all the fucking time.
We talk shit on pretty much absolutely everyone.
Yeah, we do. Exactly.
Even if they are friends or not.
Yeah, like you're than retard Spaz.
Speaking of which, where is that special bitch?
You hung up a while ago.
Called in and hung up earlier.
Oh, you guys kept her that entertained, though.
Oh, yeah. And she was freaking out about having a skunk near her and people were setting off fireworks in her neighborhood.
Wait, why did she have a skunk near her?
Oh, it's following her.
She has a skunk in her house?
She was outside, apparently.
Let's see.
I mean, you know, we told her to fucking put her phone on speaker.
Jesus,
cop.
Man. This fucking motherfucker's setting off bombs and shit.
Yeah, no, man, like, you know, like, I told her fucking put her phone on speaker so she had cops up there, and, you know, and we played Piggy Pie, but, you know, she didn't want to do it.
I'm just saying, man, people sending off fireworks over here now, man. Fucking loud as a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's going on here, too.
Man,
going on here, too, earlier.
Somebody gonna call the cops. Like, it was this one year, man.
There are some fireworks
freaking
off in Pittsburgh.
Well, they are illegal here, you know what I'm saying? But, well, except for, you know, them gay-ass things they sell in the stores. But we had, like, actual fireworks and shit or whatever one time. And then, you know, of course, there had to be, you know, some cop driving through the fucking alleyway and shit and whatever, telling us no aerials and shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Motherfucker, we didn't buy these fireworks for nothing.
Yeah, apparently that's what the people in our Spaz neighborhood were shooting off, the ones that they do at shows and shit.
Yeah, people get those around here all the time, too. Well, here we go again.
Yep. There you go with the dogs.
Yeah, all the dogs in the all the dogs in the neighborhood are gonna be going. And that's a lot of dogs. These motherfuckers are like right outside my window, yeah.
Yeah, we know we can hear them.
But I'm just saying, like, you can hear them, light them. I swear. Like, really, you couldn't do this any other time of the night? You gotta do it right now? Like, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I mean, they could wait till 3.
Till 3? Really?
Might as well keep everybody up.
No. You shouldn't keep people up.
Especially in a household. Especially in a household where the father is an asshole.
Well, that's a lot of households.
Well, yeah, I'm not, well, as you get off, I'm talking more about your father in general.
Well, yeah. That thing, yeah.
That thing.
That thing who, you know, was told to cut down a tree, but he decided to cut down branches instead.
Yeah, well, he got Chris Logic.
Nice. Finally, somebody understands me.
you can have him.
Nah, I'll let you stick with him.
Because he makes the rules, don't you know?
Yeah, rule number one: don't cut down the tree. Just cut down the branches.
But I'm just saying, man, day in and day out, man, we gotta slide up and down the fucking sidewalk with fucking berries all over the place and shit, and nobody cleans up. And talking about you wanna cut a few branches down. Cut that whole son of a bitch down.
Wow.
Like, seriously,
I think your dad
what would you do?
I think your dad just needs a
would you keep the tree? Huh?
No, I ain't going to eat the tree, but like I said, I think your dad just needs a space girl.
He needs a what?
A space girl.
A space girl?
Yeah.
Like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Like, this.
Make my heart go.
Space girl, she my soul, a space girl. You know the deal. Take the way she make me feel.
The name Dirty D. Honestly, it just sounds like a stupid artist name.
No, it's not. You know what it sounds like.
Exactly. That was my first thought. It's like, hey, what up, girl? I'm Dirty D.
You got what?
It's like, hey, what up, girl? I'm Dirty D. Like, just imagine a trying to think of a girl saying that. Like, yeah, good luck with that.
I guess at least you're honest. Yeah.
That would be the worst try ever, but it'd be funny as fuck.
That's like walking up and be like, yo, I got herpes.
Exactly.
Still want to fuck, though? No? Maybe next time.
I think it's funny how I'm still staring at this fucking chick, too.
Staring at this chick? Is it another tranny?
No, fucking, the chick that played...
No, an Avic.
Nah, the chick that... Nah, the chick that played Eve in, Underworld Awakening.
Played who?
Eve, the daughter of Selena. Of Selena and,
Was she in any other movie?
She was in Underworld Awakening.
Besides that one. And any of the other ones, Underworlds.
Nope.
Because that's the one I didn't watch it. I have it, though. I didn't watch it, though. I watched the other ones.
Yeah, she plays... I don't know how old her daughter is for her in that one, but...
Matter of fact... I watched The Call tonight.
How was that, boy?
How was it?
Surprisingly, it was actually a pretty good movie.
And my next question is, did you see David Otunga in any part of the movie?
He had a small little part.
So,
and then just died?
I'd say he was in at least four scenes, maybe.
For what, 1 second in each scene?
Yeah, just a few minutes. Nothing too spectacular.
Oh, so kind of like he is in matches, just there for a few minutes, because he's always jobbing somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was playing a cop.
Oh, God.
Like, the one part he was talking to this lady or some shit. And she's like, I don't know. I was like, damn it, Otunga, she don't know.
Yeah.
I was just surprised that the kid in the background was playing with one of them toys from that movie. Was that Small Soldiers?
Wow.
I was like,
well,
you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a pretty decent movie for a cartoon movie.
Yeah, it was.
They even had a video game for that. The video game wasn't that great, though.
Yeah, I remember.
Jeez, don't seem too excited.
I mean, the game was fucking retarded.
But here's something that doesn't make any sense. This movie's about police, right?
Yep.
And they're trying to help people that are in trouble. Okay? And it takes them a very long time. But when they find out where this killer lives, they're there in 2 seconds. But nobody's there. I don't understand.
No idea.
Like, really? You were there in 2 seconds for something that wasn't going to happen? But while this person's about to die, it takes you like a day to get there.
Yep.
So basically, they took the plane to get to the killer's house, so they were there in 2 seconds.
Pretty much. Like, that's real life, too, man. Cops will take forever.
Yeah. And,
except for when you don't need them.
Exactly. Unless they're going to the donut shop, they won't take forever.
Yeah. Well, around here, you see more cops at, like, Walmart or Sheetz.
Around here, it's just spread randomly. Like, I don't even pay attention where you see Muslims. Only time you see a lot is like if there is a crime.
Did you say Muslim?
Yeah,
pretty much.
You got a bunch of Muslims living in Philadelphia?
Yes.
What
and
the hell?
Cops usually around then.
Did they ever talk to you?
I don't give a fuck if they talk to me. I don't pay attention to them.
So is that a yes?
That's a yes, but I have my headphones in, so I don't even hear what the fuck they're saying.
So they really try to talk to you?
I've tried, and I failed.
But no, motherfucker, I ain't got a bomb, all right? I don't have a bomb for you. Yeah, nothing but foreign people run these, like, gas stations and shit around here. That's about it.
Exactly.
Or a bunch of, like, Mexicans or some shit just came through here last week with, like, a carnival.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't allow carnival here anymore in Danbury.
What you do at it?
Yeah, what the fuck you do to make them not allow?
Well, unfortunately, the carnies, kept going to the fucking Macy's, apparently, and touching all the clothes with their dirty hands. And
that was speaks to you, Avic. How does that make you feel?
What the hell?
And plus, every single time the fucking carnival came around here, there's always fights. Like, nothing but fights.
Over what?
Stupid shit.
Over who got the last pine candy.
Who gets the last pinata? Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Who gets the last churro?
Who gets the last
I'll be honest. Like, the cornbread we had coming around here fucking straight shows was, they're actually not a bad company. I mean, considering the fact, I worked for them back in 2009.
Were you in the damn Macy's touching clothes?
Nope.
It definitely was.
Was that you really, Havoc? I knew it.
Hell
Havoc,
no.
Just admit it. Just admit it.
First, I would never buy or touch clothes at Macy's ever. They're fucking
no, I don't think them people were trying to buy them. They just wanted
just
to touch them.
Even then, I still want to touch them. Those fucking clothes are retarded and horrible. Like, Macy's
are
absolutely
horrible.
Because Macy's has no good clothes. Like, I mean, come on, all the clothes they have there are fucking stupid.
Okay, then.
If I went to any part of the mall, it was always Hot Topic.
Oh,
or GameStop. Hot Topic, Spencer's, GameStop, that's about it.
Well, Hot Topic no longer exists anymore. It's Homie Topic.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing but black bullshit.
Hey, that's the truth. However,
I did see a shirt,
and if I, you know, whenever I get paid next, I just might get it. And it says, "I am the tag team champion."
You are a little late.
I thought he was gonna say, "I'm awesome. You're not." The Miz I was obsessed with, what was it, like 3 months ago?
Yeah, they got the freaking Miz fighting with Curtis Axel like anybody gives a shit.
Exactly. It's not like he's ever going to win against Curtis Axel.
Well, because in effect, they don't sell Miz shirts in the Hot Topic I go to. That's all fucking John Cena, Randy Orton, and Team Hell No.
You're basically stuck with choosing between a fag, the guy who's going to get kicked from the WWE for breaking the drug policy a lot, the drug addict, or the only shirt that would actually be good out of the three.
Which drug addict are we talking about here, Chris?
Randy Orton.
Chris.
Chris, you realize he's not a drug addict, right?
Well, he's already had 2 strikes on the drug policy.
Yeah, for weed. Chris, smoking weed does not make you a drug addict.
Well, I thought one of them was steroids.
Man, if that's the case, yo, half the motherfuckers in the WWE take steroids nowadays.
Do you?
I smoke my lovely, lovely weed.
Lovely bunch of coconuts.
You know, but correct me if I'm wrong, though. Didn't Tiffany say that she, you know, she'd be tuning in every single fucking night?
She probably says a lot of things, but she just doesn't remember them.
Oh, yeah. That's how much. Honestly, the fact she's always coked out of her damn mind.
Did you say coked?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I didn't know all that.
Well, I mean, come on. You know, she's crazy as all hell.
It took that referee for, like, ever to count. What the fuck? It was like at least a 10 count.
Damn.
Havoc's defending his child molester title that he won yesterday.
I guess so.
Well, right now, it's Elimination Chamber. What?
Who's in the chamber?
Mini Triple H, Matt Morgan, the franchise, Michael Jackson, and Daniel Bryan.
You know, but no. You know who you should put in that match? Either Cody Rhodes or Damian Sandow. I'll let one of them win.
I didn't make it.
Well, the then, hold on, let fucking Daniel Bryan win.
No, I already eliminated him. You're keeping the title.
I don't want that fucking title.
You just won it yesterday.
Yeah, you need to defend your title.
And then you became a little prick. You started attacking people with chairs, and then you aligned yourself with Zeb Coulter.
So you have to keep the title, because that's the only reason Zeb Coulter's with you.
But, like, after you became friends with him, you were in a triple threat match against him.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, man.
Stupid loopholes that make no sense in WWE. Video games.
Yeah, man, I was gonna make us a tag team. But then you became friends with Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, wow. Now you just interfere in his matches and make him lose.
I was thinking about making Chris on this game, too.
There you go. Give Chris the title.
Holy shit, man. I just did the frog splash to the steel cage outside of the rink.
How the hell did you do that?
That's where he landed.
That's awesome.
I didn't try to do that. Just did that.
So, basically, question again.
Well, you know, you can't ever hit top rope moves.
Exactly, and I tried to make my character able to hit top rope move, which made him suck.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, Michael Jackson has a top rope move.
What the fuck is that?
It's called the Red Eye. That's a signature.
I want to ask for what the hell he does, but I don't think I want to know.
Sometimes he hits it. Oh shit, Havoc's going for a submission hold. Jeez, man. Give up, franchise. Or should I say, the future? Fuck you, Mini Triple H.
What, was he a mini pedigree?
No, he blocked my finishing move.
Oh, now he's gonna hit a mini pedigree.
On Matt Morgan.
Douchebag.
Although it was pretty funny how he kept putting Mankind in Abyss versus Havoc in Zeb Coulter.
That's awesome.
And then Havoc got the, you know, whole bang bang taunt, so I kept doing that. It's like, ah.
Nice.
You will not make me submit, Matt Morgan. Oh no, it's Havoc with the optic blast.
Oh, what?
The optic blast.
Is that the same move that Michael Jackson does, the magic missile?
No.
This was a different name.
No, it's more of a DDT.
Oh, you mean that same bullshit that fucking Dean Ambrose does?
No. That's more of a bulldog. And Havoc successfully retained.
And what the fuck are those people with Nika? Nika! Nika!
I personally like the ones that spell it N-I-Q-Q-A.
Yeah, well, the ones, well, these ones are spelling it N-I-C-C-A.
I see.
Yeah. I still want to find out exactly where fucking Gordy got shot.
Jeez, man, he's still on that. That was like an hour ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. It's, you know, it'd be interesting to, you know, find out where he got shot and shit.
I guess.
But, man, yo, I swear, yo, if one of the fucking places that he got shot was in his hand, that's gonna be so retarded.
His hand? What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, man. Fucking five times, you know, they're not saying where he got shot, so it's either fucking chest, fucking head, arms. Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize fucking Gordy even made a video for this track.
Fucking song, and he ripped that entire thing off of Biggie.
That would happen.
And you said you didn't know about that video right there, right?
Yeah.
That was like one of his first singles.
Yeah, man. Like I had no idea. He even made a fucking video for it. That's what I'm saying.
And he stole like that whole verse off of Biggie.
Wow.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Fucking hell!
Okay, this third is getting boring now.
This what is?
That's like... But, I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm going to play a track here. Even though nobody's listening, but, I want to hear this track. So, Iggy Azalea, bounce.
I don't wanna hurt you, but I'm about to work you. Watch your mouth drop real loud. I'm turning you up and burning the clutch. Full speed, both feet to the floor, feet to the floor. DJ running that back once more. Time to party, that's all I know. Grab somebody, tell them, baby, 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 let's go.
Exactly, you put the song on there?
Man, I got her whole little fucking EP mixtape or whatever that she put out. I don't know when the hell it came out.
What's the matter, Chris? You don't like her?
No, I'm just saying,
Chris, do you want to be a black guy?
No, I do not want to be a black guy. Then I have a gun trying to lick me.
No.
Hey, you always yell nigga lick it.
Chris,
no,
you know, you realize that...
I was scared you'd try and lick me.
Chris, you also realize that could be towards black women, too, right?
That's not as funny.
Well, it could be, but still.
And pretty much
I really specified that till now.
Well, Chris, let's see. Because, in fact, nigga liquor, and I'm talking. Why the fuck would I. Okay, Chris, why the fuck would I lick a black guy for? Why?
I have no idea.
Fucking.
Because they don't make you grow.
Fucking black chicks. Black chicks taste better.
Are you sure?
Hell yeah. Black pussy tastes better than white pussy.
Now, do you know this for sure?
Yep.
Well, then why don't you ever date black chicks?
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely plenty of women in my fucking neighborhood, along with Puerto Rican chicks, Dominican, a couple of Mexicans.
Saying, man, you're always with a white bitch. What the fuck? And now here you sitting here saying black pussy is better. What the fuck?
That's because it's true. Black pussy is better.
Why don't I go find you a black bitch?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I mean, unlike Chris, I actually have preferences.
All right, if your next girlfriend is white, I'm going to fucking punch you. No.
We're all going to punch you. Your next girlfriend's white.
Usually that's the other way around. If your girlfriend is black, I will disown you.
But that's just kind of funny because it looks like one of my exes actually did threaten to kill my ex if I ever dated a black chick.
Oh.
Just because of the simple fact she hates black people.
Chris, how old are you? Chris.
He's not gonna answer that question.
Why are you not gonna answer that?
What was the question?
Oh my god, really?
Hey, who's my phone in the charger?
How old are you?
23.
Jeez, man. Just trying to get your right age on your created character, jeez.
Oh, great. I wonder what the fuck will make my character look like.
That's a good question. What wrestlers do you hate?
Let's see. Hate The Miz. Hate John Cena.
Do you want a Band-Aid on your face?
No. I want a mask on my face.
A mask?
Fuck that, you
yes.
Get a Band-Aid.
Oh, crap. Jerry just added me on Facebook.
Who?
And we shall call you Nelly.
Jerry. The girl's in the chat room.
Oh, I thought you said Carrie. I was like, what?
Wait, Jero, there you go, man. For Chris's nickname, you should give him Nelly.
I don't know if you can.
Only because of the fact, you know, every single time you see Nelly, Nelly's always got a fucking Band-Aid on his fucking face.
And when the hell I ever had a Band-Aid on my face? Never.
Give him the Zack Ryder hair.
Oh, Chris, in the game, you are officially having a Band-Aid. Because, I mean, it's...
No,
you know,
man, he ain't got no Band-Aid.
I mean, considering it's not like,
you know,
he ever...
Let Ghetto make me as whatever he wants to make me as. If you want to make me as a Band-Aid,
Then you make me with a Band-Aid.
Right now you kind of look like Pauly D, but no, we're going to change that.
Ah, shit.
What? Now he's going to listen to Nelly.
Hell yeah. I don't want the Simpson version. Fuck out of here.
I think we need to make Gangsta here. That's what he's going to look like.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Now I got something to work with, I guess.
But exactly what does a Gangsta version of Chris look like?
Good question.
You figure that out, ghetto.
Should
and
I give
get
him,
back to me.
Should I give him dreadlocks?
Fucking hell, do it.
Give him an afro.
Yeah, there you go. Give him an afro. With a fucking pick in his head. With a fucking pick hiding up in there. Like fucking Darren Young.
I don't think they got picks on here, though.
I mean, come on. You're like, every single time we see that motherfucker, like, he's always fucking pulling a fucking pick out of his hair.
And how, that's because black people love that shit. But, like, how badly could that hurt whenever he stabs somebody with it? It's fucking plastic.
No. But, no. My question is, how the fuck is it, you know, he doesn't stab himself in the head every, you know, every single time he fucking fall? I think every single time he hits his head on the fucking mat with that shit in his, head, in his fucking hair. Fucking falls down, fucking gets stabbed in the fucking head with a fucking pick.
Black people like to put things in their hair so they don't lose.
Yeah. Black people are like fucking women.
Wait, what?
I said black people are like women. I mean, come on. Fucking black people always put things in their hair so they don't lose them. Women always put shit in their fucking bra so they don't lose them.
Yeah, but that's all women.
Exactly.
So do you have cornrows? Rolls? Whatever the fuck they're called. Or dreadlocks?
I just cannot wait to finish product.
Come on,
you know
man. Do you want cornrows or do you want dreadlocks?
Ah, fuck it. Make it cornrows.
Give them both.
Give them both? Can't give them both. What are you doing?
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Don't
like,
the other, dumbass.
Like, you know, fucking, like, what half fucking court rolls here, like, you know, half a fucking dreadlocks.
Or do you want doink hair?
I want doink hair. RIP doink.
I'm still kind of thinking a Zack Ryder look would be fine.
You know what, whenever you finish this character, send me a picture of him so I see what the hell I'm like.
Alright, I will.
Yeah, my simple question, what the fuck ever happened to Nelly? Like, did he just, like, die off or something like that?
He's in that, one song called Cruise that's on the radio all the time.
I mean, like, the last song I heard him in was in that fucking shit with, I think it was fucking Tim McGraw or something like that.
No, man, it was some country bullshit. I know what you're talking about. It's called Cruise. Oh, wait, no, you're talking about Over and Over.
Yeah.
Nah, he's in a newer song that's on the radio. Look it up, man. Just put in Cruz and Nelly or something. I'm sure it'll come up.
I'll do that.
But not in the bathroom.
You should give Havoc a fishing maneuver
the always pissing maneuver.
You can't piss on the game, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, for like all the finishing maneuver, like waterfall or something.
Well, I mean, he got something similar to pissing. He spits out green mist.
It fits in perfectly.
Man, if my dick ever fucking pissed out green mist, I think I'd be scared.
Well, that was weird.
Nelly. Broom. Oh, it's a remix. What happened?
I said, how tall are you, Chris?
6'1".
Wait, what the fuck? 6'1 would make you a light heavyweight.
6'1 would make me a what?
I said being 6'1 would make you a light heavyweight.
6'1, 200 pounds.
Well, this is 6'1, 230 pounds is what they classify that under.
Damn, I'm fat.
No, it's not fat. You're just small as hell now. According to this game.
What the hell finish maneuver you're going to end up giving me?
I don't know. I guess it's going to depend on your character.
Yep.
Man, it's going to take a while to make this shit, though. Too many options.
Too many options for what?
For creating shit.
Well, of course. Actually wondering something. What the hell are the names of the finishing maneuvers you have for yourself in the game?
It's a good question.
He doesn't even know.
What's like the douchebag splash? The douchebag splash?
The one signature move is the same one Havoc got, the demon horns. And the finisher, oh wait, the finishers I have just normal finishers. The Last Ride and the Rock Bottom. How come they only give you one patch of hair on your arm? What the fuck is this?
No clue.
And how come in the picture it's all light, but then you put it on and it's all dark?
The answer is nobody knows.
They would, but nope.
Who the hell comes up with these options?
No idea.
Those douchebags from THQ, which doesn't exist anymore.
Just saying, like, who comes up with this shit? It's all ridiculous. Like, who the fuck looks like this? Like, who has all these type of scars all over your body and shit? Like, what the hell?
Kane, when he had the voice box thing. My name is Kane. I think that was the best Kane there was.
Wait, he had scars?
Probably when he had the voice box.
How the fuck would you know, Chris? Chris, when he had the voice box, he had the mask on. How the fuck would you know if he had scars? And if you remember, both his arms were covered.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no way of telling if he had scars or not, Chris.
Hey, yo, what kind of tattoos you got on your arms?
I only have one, and it says D&M is on my left shoulder.
D&M.
Yep.
Is that really the abbreviation for Devil's Nightmare?
It was.
So what is
when I went by that name, it was.
So then,
I kind of made it.
Left arm?
You know,
your left arm, you said?
Yes, my left shoulder area is like underneath my shoulder.
You about to get that tattoo.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. Yo, Leanne Bronze was fucking sexy back in the day.
Back in the day? What the fuck?
Let's see how she looks nowadays. She still looks good.
You know what's funny? Like, I think I still have that fucking VHS too, fucking for Coyote Ugly.
Wow, you really going back here?
Hell yeah, man.
VHS? VHS? VHS, nigga? Don't even just say that.
No, I meant that movie.
I know.
Let's see you that fucking country tracks that she used to do.
Oh, God. It's getting into country. Look at the time. I have to go.
Exactly.